on the campaign trail. Golden Oldies special feature. The approximate length of this recording is 4.5 minutes. Campaigning on the campaign trail. This year, we're launching our new Open Doors campaign to help end access refusals for people with guide dogs. Access refusals, where someone is denied entry to a shop, restaurant, taxi, or other business or premises because they have an assistance dog with them, are sadly all too common. Our research in 2019 found that 42% of assistance dog owners had experienced an access refusal in the last 12 months, and one in five had experienced an access refusal at least once a month. These incidents, which are illegal, can prevent assistance dog owners from going out and about with confidence. Guide dog owners have told us they'd like more support with access refusals, and in response, we've developed an app to make it easier to report access refusals and get support from us. This app is a quick and easy way to report access refusals or educate businesses on your access rights. You'll also be able to ask us for more support with an access refusal by using the app too. It will also help guide dogs because one of the challenges we have is demonstrating to politicians and businesses the scale of access refusals. By making it simple to report access refusals, we hope to improve the information we have on when they're happening and where, so we can notice any patterns. The app can be downloaded for free on all phones. Just search for the Guide Dogs app in your app store. That's not all we plan to do on access refusals this year. Our Open Doors campaign will see us work with businesses to encourage them to make sure they have open doors for guide dog owners. We've got lots of activities coming up, so check for updates. We'll also be looking at what more politicians can do and how the law might be strengthened to stop access refusals from happening. No one should experience an access refusal, and if we all work together, hopefully we can stop them from happening. Included here is a photograph of a guide dog owner having coffee with a friend in a cafe.
Special feature. Golden Oldies. What happens when a guide dog retires? We often get asked what happens to guide dogs when they reach the end of their working lives. Retirement can be a sensitive time for both the dog and guide dog owner, and our staff do their best to support the partnership through what can be a difficult period. Some owners keep their dog after retirement. This can be a great solution, as it minimises change for the guide dog and preserves the amazing bond between dog and owner. Sadly, this just isn't a possibility for everyone. Some guide dog owners might need a new working dog and may not be able to manage two dogs in their home, while some may struggle to provide their retiring dog with enough company once the dog can no longer go out everywhere with them. In these cases, guide dog owners often nominate a friend or family member that they think can give the dog a suitable retirement home. All homes are fully vetted by our expert rehoming team using an in-depth assessment process. Nominated homes are a great option for guide dog owners who may not be able to keep the dog themselves but feel more comfortable with the dog going to someone they know. There are lots of benefits to this approach. Often the dog will already know the person and, in many cases, have stayed with them before, which makes the move much easier. The guide dog owner will also know the new home, which makes staying in touch throughout the dog's retirement very straightforward. Where a guide dog owner can't keep their retiring dog and there's no nominated home, our rehoming team will make sure they find the perfect retirement home for the dog. We're lucky as we receive thousands of applications to rehome our dogs each year, and so our rehoming officers are able to make sure they're making the perfect match, whether it's with a member of the public or even someone the dog already knows. Many rehomers and guide dog owners choose to stay in touch throughout the dog's retirement. Sometimes dogs will even go back to the puppy raisers who looked after them for the first year of their life. It's incredible how well dogs remember these amazing volunteers, even if they've not seen each other for years. To find out more about rehoming a retired guide dog, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/rehoming. Included here is a photograph of a retired German Shepherd guide dog on a walk on moorland.